Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. In a heated exchange in court, prosecutor Creighton Waters accused Alex Murdaugh of being a family annihilator and listed out every single lie he's told and admitted to in the investigation of his wife and son's murders. We've been using that term on this podcast in the last handful of days. I was honestly surprised to see it being brought up in court. Let's just talk about what a family annihilator is, because there wasn't much context given in the cross-examination. A family annihilator is a term used to describe an individual who murders multiple members of their own family, often in a single event. This type of crime is often motivated by a desire for revenge, jealousy, or mental illness. Family annihilators are often seen as a type of mass murderer, as they often target multiple victims in a single location. What are some of the traits of a family annihilator? Well, financial stress is right on the list. Economic difficulties, such as unemployment, mounting debt, can contribute to stress levels of a potential family annihilator. Substance abuse and addiction can also play a role in some cases, and a desire for control or revenge. In some cases, family annihilators may feel a sense of power or control over the family, or they may want to seek revenge against someone they feel has wronged them. Wanting to be in control, very much a narcissist and people in that sort of bracket of personality disorders. So let's go to the courtroom and hear the heated exchange between Creighton Waters and Alex Murdaugh today.
Mr. Murdaugh, are you a family annihilator?
A family annihilator? You mean like, did I shoot my wife and my son?
Yes.
No. Would never hurt Maggie Murdaugh. I would never hurt Paul Murdaugh under any circumstances.
Say that.
Excuse me?
You say that, but you lied to Maggie, didn't you?
I did lie to Maggie.
You lied to Paul?
Sometimes.
You lied to your father?
I'm sure I did at some point.
Did you tell him all the stuff you'd been up to over the years before he died?
No, I didn't tell him.
Did you lie to your brothers?
About financial things?
Yes.
I would have lied to Randy at some point, I'm sure.
Did you lie to him about the last time you saw your wife and son alive?
I did.
Did you lie to their wives?
I'm sure I did.
Did you lie to Marion Proctor?
Yes.
Did you lie to Bart Proctor?
Yes.
Did you lie to the Brandstetters?
Yes.
Did you lie to your best friend, Chris Wilson?
Probably.
Did you lie to your other friend, Barrett Boulware, when you took his money?
No, sir.
No.
I didn't lie like I told you. I didn't lie directly to him. I lied to him by omission, like we talked about. I mean, I didn't talk to him. I didn't see him at that time.
Did you lie to your law partners?
I did.
Did you lie to him about the kennels?
Some of them.
Did you lie to Mark Ball?
Yeah, I believe, based on what Mark said, I believe I did.
Did you lie to Ronnie Crosby?
According to what he said, I believe I did.
Did you lie to Johnny Parker?
I don't believe I ever discussed that with Johnny.
Did you lie to him about the finances when you borrowed that money in July of 2021?
I don't know if I lied to him about... I don't think Johnny asked me. I don't think I had to lie to Johnny about that, so I don't know.
Did you lie? Well, you certainly didn't disclose to him the truth when you borrowed that $250,000, did you?
I did not tell him what I was going to use it for.
I mean, didn't we say before that not telling the whole truth is the same as telling a lie?
Sure it is.
You don't think that's a lie, though?
I'm just saying, Mr. Waters, I'm not taking issue with that, but I don't even know that Johnny and I mean, Johnny had loaned me money numerous times. It wasn't any long sit-down discussion where Johnny wanted to know exactly what I was doing with it. That conversation would have been, I needed it, Johnny was always willing to help me, and that would have been the conversation. So, on that specific event, did I lie to him? I don't know.
Yeah, he ended up being out $477,000, didn't he?
He ended up being out a lot of money.
And thank you for your qualifications as to that. Did you lie to Lee Cope?
I don't know. I don't know if Lee Cope was around when I said that or not.
Did you lie to Danny Henderson?
I did lie to Danny.
Did you lie to Jeannie Seckinger?
I don't... About finances? Yes, I did.
Didn't ever talk to her about the kennels?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Did you lie to Annette Griswold?
I did.
Did you lie to Christy Gerald? Your other secretary, or paralegal?
I don't believe she and I discussed. I would have at some point, I'm sure.
Did you lie to Michael Gunn?
I'm sure I did at some point, but I mean, Michael wasn't involved in any of this, so I don't know that any of this ever came up with Michael.
Did you lie to your clients? Did you lie to Pamela Pinckney?
I did.
Natasha Thomas?
I don't know that I dealt with Natasha, but I certainly lied about that.
Hakeem Pinckney.
Again, I don't know that I talked to Hakeem, but I certainly lied about that.
Arthur Badger.
I did.
The Plowler girl.
I'm not sure that I talked specifically to them, but I lied about that.
Dion Martin.
I lied to Dion.
Johnny Bush.
Yes.
Manuel Cristiani.
I didn't have any conversations with him, but I certainly lied about it.
Jamie and Risher.
Yes.
Randy Draughty.
Yes.
Jordan Jinks.
Yes.
Mary Duncan.
Yes.
Adriana Hay.
Yes.
Angel Gary.
Yes.
Christopher Anderson.
Yes.
Elise Mallory.
Yes.
Thomas Moore.
No.
You never lied to him? You just took his money. You never had to actually lie to his face, is what you're saying?
He and I never had a conversation, but I did take that. I did take that money.
Did you lie to Tony Satterfield just a couple of months before June 7th? We saw the text. You want me to get it out?
Just remind me. There's been a lot. Just remind me what it was.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as 463.
And I don't remember the exact date. So.
That was in April of 2021. Is that right? or you text him and tell him how hard you're working on the case when in fact you had stolen millions of dollars from him? Tony Satterfield, who got up on the stand and told the jury about that?
I texted him on April 12th, so 5 weeks before June 7th.
Told him everything was okay, you're working hard, right? It's a complex case.
Yeah, I told him I was working on the case.
He was the son of your longtime housekeeper, Gloria.
I'm sorry?
He was the son of your longtime housekeeper, Gloria, who had served your family for many years.
That's correct.
And you stole millions from those boys.
I stole those funds.
And he and his family had started asking questions as we moved to June 7th. Didn't that happen?
No, I mean, there wasn't any rise in them asking questions, no, sir. I mean, he periodically checked in and asked me questions, but, you know, it had come out long before this, I believe, in the Island Packet, that there had been a settlement of $500,000. But, I mean, that had been months and months, if I'm not mistaken. And so I didn't notice any uptick in Tony asking questions, and I don't believe that there was any uptick in Tony asking questions before June the 7th.
So you just gratuitously out of the blue decided to lie to him and send that text? Or were there things going on externally that caused you to need to head him off at the pass before further questions started to be asked about money you couldn't pay back at that point in time?
Nah, I don't think there was anything. I mean, on April 21st, I don't know what external factors you're talking about.
Do you want to explain that one anymore?
Explain what?
Whatever you want.
I just want to answer your questions, Mr. Waters.
Lied to everyone about the side of the road, the people that came to stop to help, and the ambulance folks, and the 911, and Ryan Kelly, and the composite sketch artist, and all of them, correct?
I lied to a lot of people about that.
You know why people lie, Mr. Murdoch? Because they know they've done something wrong.
For the most time, I do.
And you've been able to lie quickly and easily and convincingly if you think it'll save your skin for well over a decade. Isn't that true?
I have lied well over a decade.
And you want this jury to believe a story manufactured to fit the evidence that you brought forth just yesterday after hearing this trial's worth of testimony?
No, sir, that's not correct.
Mr. Murdoch, we went through this for a while, but you remember at the beginning of your testimony, I asked you whether or not you agreed that trying to explain your presence on the kennel video was the most important part of your testimony before this jury. You remember that? And you said, oh, not the most important. I said, was it at least important? You recall that from yesterday?
Yeah, I recall you asking those questions, yes, sir.
And you agree it's important, don't you?
I agree that is an important component. But I think there's a lot of important components.
And you testified yesterday and during cross yesterday and cross today. It's kind of evolved on the fact of the factors that led you to decide to lie at some point during that interview with David Owen, correct?
I disagree with that. No, I don't think those factors have evolved. I mean, you've asked some more specific questions, but those factors are still the same factors. You may have asked questions and gained a little more detail, but those factors haven't changed.
But it was the dope paranoia. It was the fact that the deputy took your GSR. It was the fact that your law partners and Greg Alexander and the sheriff were telling you you needed to have a lawyer before you talked to police. It was a factor that you got in the car with Dave Owen and thought he was somebody else from some case 10 years ago, correct?
That believing David Owens was the person involved in the case that I talked about was one of the factors that caused me to distrust SLED.
All right. And then also you said that they started asking you about, in that first interview, about your relationship with Maggie and Paula. And that's one thing you mentioned as well, correct?
And that was certainly something that contributed to me having paranoid thinking.
Playing the Daniel Green body cam video,
2026.
Ryan, you contact that. He's
also got, gives the assistance of a couple of violations.
Remember that?
JR dead
on that.
Yes, sir. That's what it looks like.
Where are you now? All right. Yeah, the police are here now. The police are here now. That's my brother.
Okay. When was the last time you were here with them? Or talked to them or anything like that?
It was earlier tonight. I don't know the exact time, but
okay.
I left. I was probably gone an hour and a half from my mom's, and I saw them about 45 minutes before that.
That was Sergeant Green, correct?
That was Sergeant Green.
And at that point in time, SLED was not there. No one had gotten GSR from you. Your law partners or Sheriff Hill were not there.
That's correct.
No one had asked you about your relationships. David Owen was not there.
That's correct.
But you still told the same lie. And all those reasons that you just gave this jury about the most important part of your testimony was a lie too. Isn't that true, Mr. Murdoch?
I disagree with that.
Nothing further.
That's the latest that we have for you. There's definitely more to come. Keep it here for all the latest. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our updates from the courtroom and our conversations. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.